driven by Briggs Auto Lane.
Let's have some fun. Let's go.
And BriggsAuto.com. Get in the game.
It's hour two of the game. John Kurtz, Mitch Fortner with you. Paul Sillentrop will join me at 525 from the Wichita Eagle. He covers the Shockers. Would Wichita State be interested in playing K-State in hoops in light of what we've been talking about the last 2 days? Brady defends Tom Brady at 540, just like Roger Goodell did earlier today. If you want to hear a resident obnoxious Patriots fan, Brady being knocked back on his heels. I think I got him at 540. You can't be serious at 550 as well. You can communicate with the show via Twitter. The Game KMAN is the way to do so. You can also call the show 537-1350 if you have questions or comments. Speaking of Twitter, I suppose, even though I always forget to set the time limit on it, so it says it has 18 hours left, I'll go ahead and close the poll today. We've been talking about the SEC Big 12 Challenge. K-State's going to play Georgia. There's literally probably not a matchup in the whole thing you'll be interested in. Sans maybe Kentucky, West Virginia, maybe. It's not a great lineup at all. So to try and prove my point there, the poll question today was, which one of these would be the most exciting? Watching TCU at Vanderbilt in basketball, taking a trip to the DMV, or watching Undisputed with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharpe on Fox Sports 1, a show that has generated a zero rating in Kansas City amongst many other major markets. This has been the closest poll that I've done in a long time on Twitter. And right now, a trip to the DMV has been voted the most exciting. A trip to the DMV, according to the Twitter sphere, is more exciting than watching TCU play Vanderbilt in basketball or watching Skip and Shannon on Undisputed on Fox Sports 1. 36% for trip to the DMV, 1% higher than watching Skip and Shannon on Fox Sports 1, 28% for TCU and Vandy. So it did come in last. It did come in last. Here's my problem with all this. College basketball has such an issue right now with generating any kind of interest on regional, national, any sort of level until March. Nobody nationally pays attention to college basketball at all until the calendar flips to March and you have March Madness. There's not going to be a perfect solution. You're never going to win over a ton of people. This is not going to be like the NFL or college football the way it grips the country, but it used to be much different. I mean, I can remember growing up having much more interest in watching college basketball games in the non-conference part of the schedule than when you got to conference play. And admittedly, as someone that covers the league, covers K-State, I'm interested in the Big 12. I will watch a decent amount of Big 12 basketball once it gets to conference play. But if I'm being totally honest with you right now, I think you could count on one hand the number of college basketball games that were not played by K-State in the non-conference part of the schedule that I watched. And I'm talking watched any more than just a few seconds of, any more than just scrolling through the channels. I mean, I have to pay attention to this stuff, and I did not watch hardly any college basketball until it got to conference play. And I know that I am not alone at all. College hoops has a big problem with generating any kind of excitement. With this SEC Big 12 Challenge, when they all say coerced the coaches to actually vote to move it to late January, the selling point was your conference will take center stage. You, therefore, will get a bunch of attention because these games are going to be all across the ESPN platforms. And for one day, it's going to be all about the Big 12 and the SEC playing each other, going to war, going to battle. We know that it's worked out to the point where it has not been exciting at all, and they just continue to roll out the same product there every single year, the last 3 years. I mean, it's like they've tried to – if you looked at the matchups, the list of matchups, and you take into account the fact that they play it in late January, the middle of conference play, when everybody wants to see conference games, and not putting it, you know, in like November when you could actually generate some excitement, it's like they've done everything they can to make it as unexciting as possible. They're trying to take all the excitement out of it. They're doing everything backwards. It's almost like they're trolling the Big 12 and the SEC. You want something exciting? We'll do the total opposite of what this would actually look like if it were kind of exciting and if it were something that would generate some eyeballs to watch. I mean, think about that. Like, they put it at the worst time that you could have it. And they make the matchups incredibly boring when there are some really tantalizing matchups sitting out there on the table. Here's the lineup again for the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Baylor at Florida, Tennessee at Iowa State, A&M at Kansas, Georgia at K-State, Oklahoma at Alabama, Oklahoma State at Arkansas, TCU at Vandy, Ole Miss at Texas, Texas Tech at South Carolina, and Kentucky and West Virginia. Stop me when, I should have said before I read that list, stop me when you find something exciting. Because the last one I read off, Kentucky at West Virginia, is the only one of those games that will really stand a chance of having me watch any of it outside of Georgia K-State. There are a lot of problems with this. Think of everything that's sitting out there. There's the obvious one, Kansas and Missouri. And I get it, Kansas has input here. They're not going to want to play Missouri. But it is almost embarrassing, the fact that that matchup sits right there in the Big 12 SEC Challenge and you just go year after year without doing it. There's also, how about K-State, South Carolina? How about K-State playing Frank Martin?
Well, I was kind of wanting KU, South Carolina.
Right. Bill Self and Frank Martin were pretty tight. That'd be fun to watch those two go at it again, especially now that South Carolina's coming off a Final Four appearance. Now, I don't think they're going to be nearly as competitive next year with some of the losses that they suffer. But, yeah, I'd be game for that. Texas and Texas A&M, obvious reasons there, the rivalry renewing. West Virginia and South Carolina, Bob Huggins v. Frank Martin. That would be very intriguing to me. I would watch that game. And I'm not watching, again, any of these other games, sans maybe Kentucky and West Virginia. Now, the other thing here is that Missouri is not in this field. They tend to do this based on past performance, which I get. You don't want to throw the worst teams in the SEC out there, but here's the problem. It's so short-sighted. Yes, Missouri was awful last year. They've been awful the last few years. But you know what Missouri has done since then? They went and signed the number one recruit in the country. They have the number seven recruiting class in the country. They've added 2 4-star kids in addition to the number one recruit in the country. And this is the sport, basketball as opposed to football, where you can just turn around a team like that. How much of a difference did Michael Beasley make when he rolled in here to Manhattan? One player can all of a sudden make your team competitive. And even if they're not a tournament quality team, you know, you can throw Ben Simmons out there at me, or I forget his name, the kid that played at Washington this year. They didn't make the postseason. Ben Simmons and LSU did not make the NCAA tournament. Even still, people want to watch those guys play. You want to showcase the best players that you have available. If you have a Michael Beasley-esque talent, which Missouri does in Michael Porter, you want to feature him. If you have a day where it's supposed to be the day for the SEC and the day for the Big 12, why are you not showcasing the best player potentially in the conference? Maybe some of the kids that Kentucky's going to roll out there you'd consider better, but he's certainly in that conversation, and it's different when he's playing on one team because he gets all the chances. He gets the basketball all the time. Missouri is, outside of Kentucky, probably the most intriguing team in the SEC next year. And to hold them out of this challenge is laughable. I mean, they don't have to play Kansas, but how about K-State, Missouri? That's another thing I've advocated for, in addition to Wichita State. K-State, Missouri in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Just having Missouri play anybody, especially one of the old Big 8 rivalries, Missouri-Iowa State. I'd watch that. I would. I'd almost watch Missouri against anybody from the Big 12 just to watch Porter, because I'm not going to go out of my way to watch Missouri too often before that. I'd want a chance to see him and to see him play against Big 12 competition. That'd be great. It is literally like a checklist of everything they could do to make the Big 12 SEC Challenge exciting. They've gone through and purposely omitted every single one. Play it in November? No. Have some of these tantalizingly good matchups? No. Have the best player in the SEC be involved in this? No. It is a problem. This is a problem.
I'm going to go back to a comment you mentioned earlier when the Big 12 SEC Challenge was moved to the end of January, middle of January, whenever they found an open weekend for it. And you said they did that because they want to showcase these conferences during conference season. My opinion, my thought is, how does this help out the conferences when they're not competitive matchups? You could blow out a team that's struggling in their own conference. But for instance, like KU hosting Texas A&M, that's going to be a blowout. And Allen Fieldhouse, A&M was barely a 500 team last year.
I will cut them some slack on the Kansas aspect of it, because Kansas is already, they play Kentucky every couple years in the Champions Classic, so we've seen Kansas-Kentucky. We saw it last year. They've done that. there's only so many options in the SEC of good basketball teams you could throw out there. You know, Florida perhaps, but once you get past Kentucky and Florida, maybe in this instance you could go South Carolina, but again, like I said, I don't think they're going to be nearly as good this year with the losses that they suffer. So I'll cut them some slack on that. And if you want to talk competitiveness for all these games, like how competitive the actual games will be, I mean, I think there will be a lot of fairly competitive games there, but nobody cares. You know, more so than competitiveness, that's not the goal of this. The goal of this is not competitiveness. The goal of this is eyeballs and attention. And just merely having a good game, a game that's going to be close, that's not nearly enough. You need things to make these matchups interesting. And college basketball as a whole just can't seem to get any of this really right. They need all the help that they can get, and they have a chance to regionally in Big 12 and SEC country, I think, make this a cool thing, and they just refuse to do it. Totally refuse to do it. It's just very frustrating and disheartening to me.
I just think they messed up on a big matchup. That would have been their big matchup, I think, this year. It would be KU in South Carolina. I mean, even Arkansas. Arkansas was a really good team last year.
Well, yeah, okay, true. True. Arkansas was
another option they could have, but they went with the team that finished ninth in the SEC out of 14 last year.
Yeah, they were 8-10. 8-10 in the SEC. I mean, Texas A&M's been okay. They've been all right, but that's just it. So I'm very frustrated with the Big 12 SEC Challenge and the scheduling that we got on it today. K-State will host Georgia. Third time in 4 years, K-State will play Georgia. We did half-heartedly offer up some thoughts on that in the first hour of the show. If you missed that, you can catch it on the podcast page, newsradiokman.com, and the on-demand tab. So we roll on here in hour two of the show. You can't be serious at 5:50. I'm going to put Brady, our friend, an obnoxious Patriots fan, to the test at 5:40 to try and defend all this Tom Brady concussion talk, especially in light of Roger Goodell sticking up for Tom Brady and the Patriots, ironically enough. But coming up next, we'll get the Wichita State perspective on playing K-State. Does Paul Sollentrop, who covers the Shockers for the Wichita Eagle, think Wichita State would be very interested in playing K-State in a non-conference schedule? You'll get that answer next here on The Game.